In 2011, prison officer Ron Johnson was murdered by two inmates who were trying to escape. His widow, Lynette Johnson, sued the South Dakota Department of Corrections and certain employees, in particular then-warden Doug Weber. She holds that prison officials knew the inmates were planning an escape, but concealed that information after the incident. The suit has been dismissed by both a federal court and state court. Now, Lynette Johnson has appealed to the South Dakota Supreme Court. Justices heard oral arguments Tuesday in Pierre. SDPB's Victoria Wicks reports.
Brookings attorney Don McCarty lays out a complicated case. Inmates Rodney Burgett and Eric Robert were both assigned to maximum security. At different times, both engaged in hunger strikes to be reassigned. Warden Doug Weber met with them and, after these meetings, reassigned them to the third floor of West Hall. They both asked for and received job assignments that took them to Pheasant Land Industries within the prison, and shortly after, during an attempted escape, they murdered Correctional Officer Ron Johnson. McCarty says prison officials did not follow their own policies when reassigning Burgett and Robert, and he says they had known for a couple of years that the inmates were likely to try and escape.
As a result of those facts, we believe, again, that they substantially contributed to the death of Ron Johnson, and when it happened, they were shocked. Once they were shocked, they made the decision, particularly Doug Weber, made the decision to cover up what took place and initiate and offer an after-incident report that completely misled Ms. Johnson as to what happened.
But an attorney for the defense says state law allowed Warden Weber to make placement decisions. Sioux Falls attorney James Moore says both state and federal court heard this case and denied plaintiffs a jury trial.
The question that you are left with then is, how is it extreme and outrageous conduct to fail to discuss hunger strikes that occurred 7 years before the murder or 2 years before the murder, when those facts have been judicially determined to be irrelevant to liability for the murder of Ron Johnson?
The defense also points out that workers' comp gives employees immunity from liability. Justices will issue an opinion in this case at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.